Metformin, take 3. You may remember that a while ago we ran an article on current research surrounding the widely used type 2 drug called metformin, take 2. Well, the published interest in the drug has continued, so by way of an update, here is metformin, take 3. Because there has been so much research to report on, we have condensed this article, but if you want any further information, then please contact us using the details at the end of this recording. Metformin for atrial fibrillation. US researchers have identified metformin as a possible treatment for atrial fibrillation, AF, which is an irregular or rapid heartbeat. What they discovered was that metformin targets no fewer than 30 genes associated with atrial fibrillation, with direct effects on gene expression for 8 of them. Because of the high-tech methods the researchers applied to their analysis, they were able to make their discoveries with surprising speed, estimating that they can reduce the development of new drug treatments by 10 years or more.
Can metformin reduce need for total joint replacement in diabetes? Data suggests that metformin may help reduce risk for total joint replacement in people with type 2 diabetes. Researchers at the University of Tasmania in Australia followed 20,347 metformin-treated participants and 20,347 non-users over a 24-month follow-up period. They found that metformin use was associated with a 30% decrease in the risk of total knee and hip replacements. However, they were keen to stress that the research does not prove a causal link and that we are a long way from the prescribing of metformin specifically to prevent or mitigate osteoarthritis.
Metformin failure linked to certain factors. Metformin failure means that the drug doesn't adequately control blood glucose levels. It is defined as not reaching an HbA1c level below 7% within 18 months of starting the drug. Researchers looked at 150 clinical factors and found that higher HbA1c at the start of treatment was the strongest predictor of metformin failure, with a rapid increase in risk appearing between 7.5% and 8%. Other less strongly correlated factors included increasing age, male gender, and race ethnicity. Researchers said that the data is suggestive to say maybe we need to have some kind of threshold where if someone comes in with a HbA1c of X, that they go on dual therapy right away.
Metformin linked to lower death risk from a respiratory infection. For this study, researchers used data from the US Department of Veterans Affairs to look at the effect of taking metformin on mortality among veterans aged 65 and older with a history of diabetes who were hospitalized for pneumonia. They found that metformin users were 14% less likely to die over a 30-day period and 15% less likely to die over a 90-day period. Given the findings, the researchers suggested that the drug could potentially be used in a hospital setting to help lower blood glucose levels and improve other outcomes in patients with diabetes and pneumonia.
Taking metformin as prescribed linked to lower neurodegenerative disease risk. Taking metformin is linked to a lower risk of developing neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, in people with diabetes, according to a new analysis published in the journal Diabetic Medicine. Overall, researchers found that metformin users were 23% less likely than non-metformin users to develop neurodegenerative diseases, but the apparent benefit from taking metformin was even greater in some groups. Long-term metformin users, those taking the drug for at least 4 years, were 71% less likely to develop neurodegenerative diseases. They recommended further research to confirm that taking metformin reduces the risk for neurodegenerative diseases.
Breakthrough study: diabetes drug helps prevent long COVID. Long COVID comprises a wide range of symptoms that persist for months after the individual has recovered from the initial COVID infection. Symptoms include headaches, fever, debilitating fatigue, loss of taste or smell, and more serious symptoms such as cardiovascular complications, cognitive and neurological impairments, and renal and gastrointestinal problems. This clinical trial assessed the efficacy of early outpatient treatment of COVID-19 patients with fluvoxamine, ivermectin, or metformin. Overall, the findings indicated that early treatment of COVID-19 patients with metformin not only reduced the risk of hospitalization and mortality by 40%, but also decreased the probability of developing long COVID symptoms. Treatment with the other drugs did not show similar success in preventing long COVID development.
Metformin sometimes smells like dead fish. The smell of a dead fish is one of the worst smells around. Understandably, if your medicine smells like this, it's going to be hard to swallow, and many people find that fishy metformin increases the chances of nausea. What causes the fishy smell? Apparently, generic metformin has a higher likelihood of smelling bad. If you notice a bad smell when you open your metformin container, you can try a couple of things, such as holding your nose when you take it, or talk to your doctor about switching to another brand of metformin, possibly an extended release version.